You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yesterday, one of the calls we took, one of the topics that we had, there was a woman, and I asked her if she was married. And she replied by saying, no, I've been engaged for 10 years. And of course, I immediately said, hey, let's put a pin in that. We need to come back and talk about it. And here we are talking about it today. She's been engaged 10 years. And I have always thought that was interesting.
Code for I really don't want to get married.
No. You think that's what they're saying?
I think that's a thought people can jump to. Yeah. Heck yeah. Like, and it's always kind of like, oh, well, the guy, you know, the guy doesn't want to put a ring on it. You know, like he doesn't want to make it official.
Right.
He's getting the milk and the cow all for free.
Well, but what are you talking about? You're going through the same thing.
Yeah, you're a cow.
I know. I'm totally giving it up.
You're
I know.
A cow
moo.
Right now.
Moo. Moo. What? Moo. Shut up, Jeremy.
But we definitely, but you know, at least in your defense, you're not, quote, engaged.
Right. You own it. That, you just, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah. You're just cohabitating.
Yeah. Just living in sin.
But we have people listening right now who have been engaged, I mean, ring and all, for years. And they've never set a date, and they're not doing any of that stuff. They're just
hanging. They're in this weird middle world.
Yeah.
They're in Middle Earth.
So I wanted to know.
You're such
with,
a dork.
With the trolls and the
hobbits.
Nerd alert.
There's a ring, yeah, in Middle Earth.
Right. Well played.
So you have to give her your precious.
Oh, that happened a long time ago.
Maybe that's why they don't want to get married.
Too much precious.
Overdoing the precious a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, so what about people who are listening who can call us and say, no, we've been engaged for 7 years and here's why.
Yeah,
I want to know what's going on in the heads of people, because my gut instinct is to say, why bother getting engaged if you're going to be engaged for 10 years?
Right.
I'm not saying that it's wrong. I just want to know what your thinking is.
And do you continually say, oh, we're engaged.
Did.
When people ask you for 10 years?
For 10 years. I want to know what the thinking is. But when we come back with those phone calls here in a few moments, I want to hear what people say about it. But then I want to tell you what I finally thought about later, where suddenly I'm on their side. And suddenly I'm pro engaged for 10 years.
You would be.
Shut up. No, but there's something I thought about that had never occurred to me before. And you might hear it and you might say, that's freaking ridiculous. That's stupid. April writes, people who stay engaged forever never intend to get married. I know. I was engaged for almost 5 years to a guy who never really wanted to get married. I finally dumped him and was married to someone else a year later.
Yeah.
Oh, she was
that
ready.
That happens.
Let's do this.
Yeah, you either blank or get off the pot, buddy.
So, all right, there's her point of view. And then there's Belinda. And this one is really interesting to me. She goes, we were engaged for 6 years because we could never agree on the specifics of the actual wedding. We couldn't agree on the size of the wedding, the location, the cost. We even argued over the photographer and the DJ. So we stayed engaged for 6 years. And the funny part is that after all that, we went to Vegas one weekend and just did it.
That's the way to do it.
Drunk is the way to do it.
Cheap.
Bam. I got to say, if you fought for 6 years over the size of your wedding and the photographer and everything like that, just
get it.
Go.
Yeah.
Just go to Vegas. So here's what I was thinking after that phone call yesterday. You know me, I like to think about things. I process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So after that phone call with a woman who said she was engaged for 10 years. And Emily, you were even describing her tone about it too. That she said,
It was kind of like, we're pretty much married, but we're not. We're just engaged. You know,
just hanging out.
So here's what I thought. I thought maybe it's a brilliant move because, and I'm not knocking marriage at all. It's a beautiful relationship. It's wonderful. I love it.
Great institution.
It's a lovely institution.
It's a lovely institution. But if you think about it, once you're married, right? Like starting a week later, doesn't everything just kind of melt down and drizzle into the...
Yeah.
It becomes every day, right? Jeremy?
Yeah.
Okay. Every day. But when you're engaged, there is a level of enthusiasm and there's an excitement about everything.
A light at the end of the tunnel.
But that only lasts about a year,
I don't know, because when you go out and you tell other people, yeah, this is, you know, my husband, this is my wife, this is whatever, people are like,
ball and chain.
But when you say, this is my fiance, people kind of react.
Oh, sure. When's the wedding? And you can be like, I have no idea.
No, all you have to say is, we haven't set a date.
Okay.
All you have to say is, we haven't yet set a date.
Vague much?
Here's
vague
what,
book?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does, but I don't see that carrying through like the 90s, like a decade of being engaged.
Well, how about this? How about this? This is why I too am team 10-year engagement. We have talked before about when you're, like with me, with Gentleman Caller, we've been together for over 5 years, and it just seems silly to call him my boyfriend. I had boyfriends in the sixth grade, mm-hmm. and that just doesn't do this relationship justice, you know? Mm-hmm. And like my dad, who's in his, you know, late 60s, who has his girlfriend also in their 60s, you know, they're not going to get married, but they're together.
You
they're
need
partners.
A different name, don't you?
So if you Title. Got engaged, but you knew you didn't want to get married... The title, this is my fiance. Fiance is just more age appropriate, and it does represent a level of commitment and love.
Beyond boyfriend, girlfriend.
Exactly.
I couldn't agree more.
So these 10-year engagement people, and then, even though there's the whole common law thing, blah, 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 you're not legally bound.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're not going to get married... I say go ahead and get engaged.
Heck yeah.
So that you don't have to say boyfriend, girlfriend in your 40s.
Exactly, right. You ridiculous
right.
human.
Hey, you go out and you go somewhere and you introduce me. If you introduce somebody as your fiance, it just sounds class.
It's right? Totally, it it's oozes class.
Totes legit. Now, yeah, Gentleman Caller, get me a freaking ring.
And let's see, we have a Pam on the line. Pam Hurt is talking about people who are engaged for years and years. And I said, I think it keeps... like some sort of spark or excitement. And but you're actually married, Pam. How long have you been married?
I've been married 23 years.
Dang.
Good for you.
And?
And, you know, it's funny because just what you said, good for you. You know, I'm still in love with my husband. And when I think we got to like 18 years, people go like, oh, how long are you married? 18 years. Oh. But now when we see somebody and we're like, oh, yeah, this is my fiance, and I introduce him, people go, oh, how long you guys been together? Oh, is there, like, there's just a whole different conversation.
Yes.
And look.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that, so you've been married over 20 years, and you now introduce him as your fiance.
Uh-huh. Maybe when we get to 30, I'll say it's my husband something. I don't know.
I'm totally.
But it's just fun right now.
I'm totally stealing this, Pam. Because God knows we need some spark and excitement in my marriage.
You
settle down.
But I'm going to start if we're...
Seven-year boring thing,
yeah,
too.
Whenever we're out or I have to introduce Nicole, I'm going to totally call her my fiance just to see
you
her
should.
Reaction.
People will look at you different like, oh how cute. I wish I was them.
Yeah, it's so magical.
Just see like the two kids and be like, so, oh.
Yeah, this is my baggage.
This is exactly what I thought, Pam. Thanks for backing me up on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well played.
And let's wait and see how Nicole reacts when he does
I'm totally going to do it.
You should.
She's going to get butterflies.
Pam, I hope you have a terrific day.
Thanks. You all have a great day.
You too.
See, yeah, it's like romantic role playing.
That's what I think.
Well, then we'll get back home to reality. Messy house and two kids.
Well, those 2 minutes were fun.
That's what he's used to.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.